Hi, I'm Erica Farber, President and CEO of the REB, and welcome to Radio on Main Street, the podcast all about radio. Our current podcast series focuses on one of radio's greatest and most special assets, our on-air talent. As we like to say, radio was the original social medium, and its on-air personalities are the original social media influencers. Many of these radio influencers have greater reach and followers than that of other media. They have incredibly strong ties to local communities, and that's based on a foundation of trust and emotional connection. As individuals who entertain, educate, and inform, radio influencers have the power to impact and affect behavior and brand consideration. And on a daily basis, they create environments that connect their audiences with businesses to help drive brand awareness and increase sales for those businesses, products, and services. In our ninth episode of this series, we hear the conversation that I had with Josh Brubaker, known as Brew, on-air personality for Odyssey's Top 40 and Hot AC stations. He's also the host of a Sunday night show on all of Odyssey's country radio stations. And not to be topped, he's also the self-proclaimed CEO of TikTok Radio. Well, Brew, first of all, thank you so much for joining me today. I'm a huge fan, and you are doing so much for our industry.
Well, thank you so much for saying that.
Now, you have proclaimed yourself the CEO of TikTok Radio.
Oh, yeah.
So talk a little bit about that.
Well, it was a time where everyone was just joining TikTok, and I think I didn't see anyone doing radio content on the app. So, I mean, it seemed suitable. And when everything took off, I loved having that title, and it's just something I'm really proud of. You know, it's not really to be like, oh man, I run, you know, radio or TikTok or anything like that. It's just more so being like, I'm so proud to be the radio guy on that platform.
Now, when you grew up, what role did radio play in your life?
Mm-hmm. It was just something that we consumed, really. It wasn't anything that I thought I could do. It just seemed like this distant thing that was just magical, you know, like the aura that radio has. And I really didn't know how much of an impact it had until kind of looking back. Growing up, we went to this like Christian school that was about 35 minutes away. So me, my mom, and my little sister, we'd always have a pretty long commute into school, and you just, you know, you'd listen to the morning shows on the way in, and it became that like second family and that way to start the day. And eventually, you know, it just really had a big impact and something to look forward to every morning, which was like the worst thing ever, is waking up, you know, that early to drive into school. We were too far outside the bus range, but it was great. And then even growing older, like and really solidifying that love for radio, being in a market like Detroit, where I could listen to all these amazing stations and talents, like it just was, I felt really lucky to have that influence and also experience with those stations.
But you ended up getting into radio through social media, which is really the opposite of so many on-air personalities today are on the radio and have learned social media, but you did it the other way around.
Not at all, actually. I was in radio for about 7 to 8 years before I got TikTok. So
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I know. And it's the funniest thing, and not like it bothers me at all, but I love telling people that, like, I am radio through and through. The social media thing was just a wonderful exposure thing, kind of like as I was starting to ramp up. So I started at the ripe age of 18 and jumped right into radio. And it goes to a school where it doesn't exist really anymore in Michigan, but it's Specs Howard School of Media Arts. And a lot of people in the industry are familiar. A lot of amazing talent have come out of it, including like my counterpart in the top 40 space of Odyssey, Julia, who does the midday national show. So we both went there, and it was like a 1-year accelerated course where they would teach you both sides of media, TV and radio. And I wanted to go there to be like a TV sports broadcaster. I love sports. And right. I was like, I could do this, even though I was so shy and had like the squeakiest voice. And it was like, made no sense to want to do that path, but it's just something I wanted to do. I wanted to do something out of the ordinary and just like have a unique career. And while there on those radio days that they would teach us, I just fell in love with it. And I was like, oh my gosh, like all the things I listened to growing up, like this is how it works. It just fascinated me. And I I loved the music side of it and the people side of it and how the two come together. So it really was a perfect fit. And that's kind of how I fell into it. And out of that 1 year program, you know, they would guide you to be like, you should go to a college and get this degree or, you know, try some different routes. But I just jumped right into it and got some internships. And my first job was in Bad Axe, Michigan, which again, another proud nugget. I love talking about because there was more farm animals than people in that town. And I got to host an AM polka show. I got to do news. I mean, they let me do music directing and classic hits. Like, it was the perfect spot to start because you could mess up so much and really cut your teeth. And I did the traditional radio route, you know, bouncing around and moving up. And from there, I went to Toledo and then eventually Detroit. And Detroit is where I started doing social media and it blew up. And that was like 7 years later. And now ended up here in LA. That's kind of the background.
Wow, is all I can say. So what makes your show different from other radio shows?
I think it's because of how like multi-layered it is. You know, everyone talks about connecting it through the socials or podcasting. And of course, that's like a necessity at this point. But I really do pride myself on connecting on so many different levels of media, if that makes sense. So like, you know, having this radio content that I bring over to TikTok and Instagram Reels, it's just another way to connect with the audience and them to see it and to comment on it. It really makes this really cool trifecta of connection. I'll have people tell me about radio topics in real life when I see them, or vice versa. I'll have somebody call in the radio show and talk about a TikTok video I did. And I think that really adds a really nice element to it that makes people feel involved.
Now, do you keep a camera in the studio when you're on the air the whole time, or do you do these videos after?
Yeah, I'm a pretty, I like to prep as well as I can. So I'm definitely not filming everything. So I just do everything on my iPhone. And if it's kind of like prepping for your show, I'll prep ideas for my show. And the best part about it is like, if it works on TikTok or social media, there's a good chance it's going to work on the radio. Cause it's all about what people care about, you know, how they react to a certain topic. So when something kind of hits, that's when I know I should translate it to either medium.
Well, and you're getting instant feedback.
Yeah, that's absolutely right.
So, you know, they say that radio, or we like to say, is the original social media. So what does that mean to you?
It's so, I believe it. I think it's about the influence, and radio personalities were kind of the first people to do that. You know, it's the people that you come to trust, and they're the ones that did brand deals that we see on social media now. They were doing them forever on the radio. And I think that's why I'm able to transition both, is because, you know, radio does such a good job of that is with the brands and, you know, connecting with people. I think they trailblaze the path to what everyone's doing now on social media.
So you talk about why radio is so important to you and the prep, but how do you prep for your show?
Well, it's, you know, everyone has the same different prep sources, but I think life is the best prep you can do. I've been blessed to work with some coaches recently, who is the first time I've ever had that in my career. And it's been a lot of fun to like open your eyes to different experiences and how you see things in the world. And the best topics that I find the best, like, you know, feedback on from the radio is those life topics that you might not think people relate to, but 99% of the time they've related to it in some capacity. It can be a big event that I got to do, like be a part of, but it's a small like microcosm of that night that is a topic that everyone can relate to, like icebreakers or, you know, having to have a conversation with somebody. So I find those things that draw emotion from your everyday life is something that people are interested in and also relate to.
You talk about that connection. Can you share an experience that specifically talks about that special relationship you have with your audience?
Absolutely. So I love a good dad joke and I love a good pun. So with the name Brew that I go by, it's super punnable. And it's become a thing where even out in public, people just use Brew puns. Or like we just went to the Taylor Swift concert here in LA, and people were able to find me and give me the friendship bracelets. They had like, you know, it's a cruel summer, but it was a brutal summer or stuff like that. And that's the coolest thing ever to see. And also just, you know, when people comment about something they heard on the radio on a post that I make on social media, and vice versa, like I said, when they call into the show and talk about a video I did, that's a really cool thing that I think is a testament to how people are paying attention and invested in what I'm doing.
Well, and it's no secret that you are exactly in the demo of the audience that you are appealing to, which almost goes counter to some of the misperceptions of who's listening to radio.
Absolutely. And even when it's not, it's the most rewarding thing when people say, I didn't even know what radio was, which is mind blowing to think, but there's a whole new generation that, you know, has to be bridged over to the content we're doing. And I'm so happy to like be a part of that.
Well, I guess there's a great example of how social media is introducing radio to an audience that may not be that familiar with it.
Mm-hmm. And it's for anything. It'd be for any job, any hobby. There's a niche for everyone on TikTok and social media. And I think that's why it's so important to put whatever you're passionate about out there, because you never know the hunger of that audience that's there.
Right. So as we know, without the advertisers, we are not able to do what we do. If you had 30 seconds in front of an advertiser to talk about why it's so important for them to include radio in their marketing, what would you say to that advertiser?
I would say that audio has never been hotter. And I think that's proven on every platform that it's on, whether it's podcasting or radio. You know, everyone's always listening to something. Even when I leave the studio, I just throw the AirPods in and I'm listening to other radio stations or, you know, streaming, whatever. People are always listening to something, and it's in radio in, you know, its own right. It's the most intimate medium that we have. And I think that holds a lot of weight when it comes to these investments in advertising and marketing. And, you know, the results speak for themselves once they actually do invest in that. So that'd be my 30 second pitch, but, you know, I'd love to dive into more about how I could help and how I can, you know, make their brand really work through radio. You know, it is a unique platform, but I think once you kind of lay it out for how that works, it can be a magical thing.
Mm-hmm. Can you share a specific example of how you have worked with an advertiser?
Absolutely. It's a couple that come to mind that are like my favorite of all time. And on a national scale, T-Mobile's been one of my favorite partners because they just kind of get it when it comes to what I'm doing and what the audience wants. And that's the best thing you can ask for out of a brand. So, you know, they deal on so many different things. I mean, obviously they're a cell phone brand, but they also sponsor, you know, events like Lollapalooza, which I'm so involved with you know, Top 40. And I've loved working with them because they give the freedom to really get their message across that they want. And then also another one that I did on a smaller level is a brand called Hey Dudes. It's these shoes that are everywhere. that was a really cool experience because it was a brand I just loved and I wore all the time and I talked about, and then it kind of manifested into this partnership with them as a brand. And now we're working on the Hey Brews. I'm going to get a custom shoe from them. But again, that's just about how, when you're passionate about it and you actually love the product and you believe in it, that's how well it can work in your favor and theirs, because you could tell pretty fast when it's either, you know, just another endorsement or it's something you really believe in.
Well, the Hey Dudes sound like a full 360 degree partnership with you.
Yeah. You know, I love a brew pun. So it's going
to
be great.
I want to go back to T-Mobile. Mm-hmm. So when they started working with you, did they give you copy points or did they run commercials that were pre-recorded, or did they talk to you about their products and allow you to use your personality to grow that message?
Yeah, it was definitely more so on the lines of, here's some guidelines that we'd like you to include, but please be brew in these videos and these on-air, you know, segments. And I think, you know, being able to do radio ads and also on the social media side, that offers up a lot of freedom. And yeah, it's that trust that really makes these things work. And I really commend that, because the biggest success rate I found from these is when they almost bring on the talent as a consultant. Some of these brands, they just kind of have the script set out and they want you to read it the way it is, but it's never really going to connect with your audience because, you know, people are smart. They're going to be able to tell it's not like from you or from your heart or brain. So when they bring in the talent to kind of help shift and mold these advertisements or these brand deals, it's super valuable. And I think when the two are aligned, that's when they really, you know, are able to do something.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting. You say that if it's not authentic, your audience knows that.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So when you look at the future of the industry, look into your crystal ball. What do you see for radio moving forward?
Oh man, that's a tough question. That's what everyone asks. And I think about it every day. I think it's just continuing to be where the people are at. You know, there's always another app or always another platform, and it's constantly changing in any kind of content space. But I think the content that we do is so good, and I really believe in it. That's why I still want to be a part of radio, that it's just about being where our listeners and our viewers and all that is at. And if it's on TikTok, great. If it's on a new platform soon, amazing. But obviously, I think the radio platform is always going to be valuable for driving or streaming, but it's just continuing to invest in that and the content and the connection with our communities and listeners that's going to, you know, make it last for years to come.
So if you could complete the sentence, radio works because?
Radio works because the people that connect with the audience, which is us, and the audience want to connect with us as well. So, you know, we started this conversation with connection. And I think that's really what it's all about. Us wanting to entertain and connect with the people that are listening and them wanting to have a relationship and are invested in our lives. It's kind of how radio is rolling. Mm-hmm.
And radio matters because?
I think it's different for every person. You know, like I said, for me, it mattered because I loved having that connection in the morning, that family and entertainment to wake up to. And for someone, it might be they have that commercial-free playlist when they're driving home. I mean, there's a million different answers for that. But I think radio offers so many different ways and formats that entertain. And that's why it matters.
What's been the biggest surprise for you, Brube, being on the radio?
Oh, man. I think the tools I've learned, if that makes sense. I think radio is such a good foundation for all these different things you can do. And I've been like so pleasantly surprised at how it's weathered me for doing live events or for being comfortable in front of a, you know, recording a camera or just being able to talk and have conversations as simple as that. When I got into it, I was literally so shy. I don't know why I thought I could do radio, but so shy and everything. And it's taught me how to, you know, be, you know, I guess not entertaining, but to hold conversations and really like learn about people and do the same. And it's such a valuable skill to have.
Brew's social media and on-air radio presence has him connecting with large audiences on multiple platforms. Drawing emotion from your everyday life is something people are interested in and can relate to. And radio is the most intimate medium we have. As Bruce said, when an advertiser invests in a radio talent and that talent is passionate about the product and loves it, and most importantly, believes in it, it can absolutely work in their favor.
If you'd like to learn more about radio and its many benefits, we invite you to visit us at rab.com, or you can email us directly at askrab@rab.com. Until next time, it's Radio on Main Street.